Jeff Locke holds Blair Walsh from 27 yards left hash.
I can tell you this, it's my fault. I don't care whether you give me a watermelon hole. I should be able to put that through. And I know Jeff did his job and Kevin did his job. And I'm the only one who didn't do my job there. So.
Snap good, spot down. Walsh's kick is up and it is no good. He missed it. Are you kidding me? The season can't end like that. He missed it left.
It's hard for me to say I'm sorry. I just want you to stay.
That's on me. I mean, you have some of the best teammates in the league and on this team, and, you know, all being supportive of me, but at the same time, you know what? It's my fault. You know, I want you guys here when I make the game-winning kicks, and I realize that I gotta have you guys here when I miss them. It's the life of the kicker.
And the Seattle Seahawks are off to Charlotte. Blair Walsh missed a 27-yard field goal, and the Minnesota Vikings are going to lose 10-9.
Couldn't stand to be kept away just for the day from your body.
Now sometimes you just rather be lucky than good. And for the Seattle Seahawks, they were lucky today.
Far away from the one that I love. Oh, now it's hard for me to say I'm sorry. I just want you to know. Oh, now I really want to tell you I'm sorry.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the We're Still Depressed version of the Sports Underground, presented by Jim Beam right here, CBS Sports Radio 970 WDUL. Jason Schneeweiss, Kent Clutcher, glad to be with you today. Mike Welch makes his long-awaited return to the show in our second segment to talk some Vikings football. And after that opening, Jay, we've got to step away from the Vikings for a little bit. I don't want to start either A, crying uncontrollably, or raging against a machine as it was right away on the show. I want to try and be a little less worked up about it.
It hurts, man. But you know what? All things come to an end, and from an ending is a new beginning.
Wow. That was almost Nietzsche-like. That was very good.
I just want you to focus on things that don't get you too worked up.
Were you reading useless Facebook posts from people who only put that kind of stuff on there?
I have like three or four people on there that do that.
I know. That's all it is. They have nothing ever but quotes about chin up, buttercup. Things will be better tomorrow. It could be worse. Yeah, I have a bunch of those people too. So
yeah, I like that. You have to balance it out. Let's put it that way. That's what I feel like. You got to balance the good with the bad.
That is absolutely true. In everything, there is balance. And before we get into Vikings talk, we have something that is not balanced at all, Jay. And if you haven't heard about this, folks, the Wisconsin Intercollegiate Athletic Association has put out some new rules that has made, well, let's just say, cheering for things a little bit more difficult than what they were before. Jay, I know that you and I talk about all the politically correct and bothersome things in the world. We may have gotten to the point of, if getting rid of dodgeball in elementary school was one, the biggest mistake and stupidity thing I've ever seen, this might be number two.
Honestly, you're right. And okay, so full disclosure, Kent and I are athletes who went through a different era of coaching and development.
Correct. Sportsmanship was not exactly the top priority in any of my sporting events as I grew up.
I wish that I could say that some of the things on this list, which, hey, let's get this list out, okay?
Yeah, these are things, to clarify, you cannot say these things anymore at a Wisconsin intercollegiate athletic event.
Okay, ready?
Yes. These are going to be bad. I hope you're ready for them, folks. You might want to cover your ears with the youngsters. It could get bad.
USA.
Wow. Scary.
Mm-hmm.
Continue.
Fundamentals.
Ooh.
Civ. We can't hear you.
You can't hear me.
Airball.
Oh, that's one of my favorites.
I know.
You can't say that.
You can't do that.
Wow. You can't say you can't do that.
Scoreboard.
But what if you really are looking for the scoreboard?
If it's disrespectful, I guess it can't be said.
Does it hurt the scoreboard's feelings?
I guess so.
Wow.
There's a net there.
But what if there is a net there?
But right. Also, season's over, in reference to if you are...
You beat the team and season's over, clap, 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 season's over.
Exactly.
But does that take away from the na-na-na-na, hey, goodbye? You can't probably do that either, I suppose.
Oh, you got it. You got it.
So this is probably the lamest attempt to fix something I have ever heard of. Now, they'll tell you that this policy has been in place for years, but they sent it out to remind people because it's pertained to student cheers at games. I don't know how to tell anyone in the authority here about this, but if you're on two different teams, you sort of know that not everyone in the gym likes you. You got to know that not everyone in the gym is cheering for you. So I'm almost speechless, and I'm very rarely speechless. I don't even know how you go about this. How does someone come in the room and go, Bill, I got an idea. Cheers are getting out of control over there in the Wisconsin IAA. We got to do something about it. Let's make it all positive.
All right, here's the deal. This is my take, okay? I think when you talk about sports, two major lessons you need to teach every kid, point blank, how to win and how to lose.
Correct.
So in every scenario, if you win, that's great. It's an awesome feeling. If you lose, you can learn from everything that happened, right?
Yes, absolutely.
But in every case, you grow from that experience and you experience adversity because something happened to put you there.
Correct.
Maybe somebody got in your head. Maybe you really do lack fundamentals.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can't handle pressure.
I would call it a choke artist, and I may have heard that here a time or two.
Mm-hmm. But in every single case, all of these lessons are bigger than sports.
Yes.
Every single life lesson can be learned through sports at a young age.
Well, how many times in your career did you probably have someone say something derogatory to you?
More than I could count.
I mean, especially being a standout athlete, a better than average athlete, you probably were the target of other teams' venom, I would assume, their fans, I would assume.
Yes.
And at any point, did you ever leave the game and go, I can't believe they said such bad things about me. I am a big goon. Was it ever personal? Did you ever leave and go, wasn't it kind of like a badge of honor?
I was, you know what? Yes, sometimes I go, boy, that was really creative. But you know what? After a while, I would actually kind of start to kind of gauge the creativity of the audience by what they were heckling about. I mean, there's sometimes you show up to a, like, for example, we went down at UMD. We played against the Gophers, gave them a 7-point game. Credit to my UMD guys.
Mm-hmm.
But those guys were brutal.
Right.
Division I crowd, probably a good 12,000 people filled the Williams at that point. Tell you what, though, tough to play there, especially if everybody you're used to isn't used to that noise.
Right.
Then on top of it, you're called things. Things that are way, way more vulgar than anything on this list.
Well, and I don't think that either of us are saying that they need to use vulgarity or anyway derogatory remarks in accord to race, sexual orientation. None of that. That stuff, stay out, get out. I have no problem with any of that kind of stuff. You say, you call someone a name in that nature, you probably should be thrown out of the stands. I don't think that either of us would disagree with that. But come on. I mean, there's no way you can't take some, I call this good-natured ribbing, would be my take on it.
I also think if you are a growing athlete, you need to learn how to handle a public stage. You also need to learn how to handle criticism.
Mm-hmm.
You need to learn how to handle adversity.
Which no one does very well anymore these days. We don't like to be criticized. But anyway, we've got to take a break. A lot of Vikings talk ahead. We got to break down that misery that happened last Sunday. And we'll be back after these messages on the Sports Underground, presented by Jim Beam, CBS Sports Radio 970 WDUL.
Daddy, what's for dinner tonight?
Hey, gang, it's Kent from the Sports Underground. And how many times have you heard someone in your family utter those same words? Well, when that decision time comes, there's only one place to think about in the Twin Ports, and that's Vintage Italian Pizza right here in Superior, Wisconsin. Whether it's delivery or carryout, pizza or other great Italian cuisine, treat your family like a VIP and dine at Vintage Italian Pizza in Superior. Check out their great lunch specials, 11 to 3 daily. Skip the big box stores and dine on real Italian pizza and cuisine. There's 29 tap beers. Groups up to 165 can meet in the Grand Coliseum Ballroom. Big or small, VIP has it all.
VIP pizza, yay!
So don't forget, deliver your carryout online or call 715-392-5555 for any and all of your Italian food needs. That's Vintage Italian Pizza, 1201 Tower Avenue, Superior, Wisconsin.